This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of new COVID-19 cases declined last week for the first time in over 3 months, but deaths continue to climb. World Health Organization data showed Wednesday, in total, nearly 4 million cases of the coronavirus were registered worldwide during the week ending Sunday, and almost 60,000 people died from the disease during the same period. Pfizer says it now has enough data on its coronavirus vaccine to formally ask federal regulators for emergency use approval. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The drug maker says more results from its ongoing study suggest the vaccine is 95% effective and protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. The surprise announcement comes just a week after Pfizer first estimated the shots are 90% effective. It says of 170 infections in the study, only 8 were in volunteers who got the actual vaccine, the rest in those who received a dummy shot. Moderna said this week its own experimental vaccine appears to be about 95% effective. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran will impose severe restrictions across many areas of the country Saturday in an effort to stem the spread of the coronavirus, President Hassan Rouhani said. The Islamic Republic has not imposed a full lockdown since it reported its first COVID-19 cases in February. The country is the worst hit in the Middle East by the pandemic, and official deaths and infection figures have hit several new records in recent weeks. Hungary has extended a state of emergency until February that enables partial lockdown measures aimed at curbing a surge in coronavirus deaths, according to a government decree. Originally mandated to December 11th, the decree now makes it possible for the government to maintain the restrictions a further 2 months until February 8th. This